أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض أو يأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون أو يأخذهم في تقلبهم فما هم بمعجزين أو يأخذهم على تخوف فإن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. In the last verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the reward of those that make hijrah, those that migrate, leave for the sake of Allah. Then Allah spoke about Allah's system of sending anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of man when he breaks the commandments of Allah. What is the state of his heart? Hence Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Those people who plan and plot evil, are they safe? Do they feel fearless? أَيَّخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not sink them into the earth, أو يأتيهم العذاب, or that a punishment of Allah تبارك وتعالى may come upon them, من حيث لا يشعرون, from places that they will not even perceive. Man breaks the commandments of Allah, man may even disbelieve, and then man also tries to upset in his mind the plans of Allah, and he begins to plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does he not think about the consequences of it? That this earth, and for what is the fight? The fight is actually for this earth, for the dunya. The space, the land on the earth, the resources of the earth, the wealth of the earth. And then when we go back and we look at Qarun, what was his fight? What was his desire, his want? Allah had given him everything. His refusal was to pay the zakat that Allah Ta'ala had commanded. His fight was also for this earth, and it was this very same earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened, and he had sunk into this earth. So there is an example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had left for the whole of mankind. So when people then begin to plan and plot against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, have they become so fearless then that they do not think about the consequences? Allah says, O ya'khudahum fi taqallubihim fama hum bimu'jizin. Or have they become so fearless that they do not even fear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take them to task? Allah will seize them fi taqallubihim whilst they are moving in this earth. One moving in this earth was for the hijrah, for the sake of deen, for the safety of one's deen. And this movement of earth, Allah, movement on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, is for evil, is for ill, is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And they will never ever be able to tire Allah, to make Allah's plans helpless, and they will never frustrate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They will go on, and in their minds they are winning, and in their minds they can see the ummah is suffering, but nonetheless they will never ever frustrate or tire or make Allah ta'ala helpless. O ya'khudahum ala takhawuf. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them to task. Ala takhawuf. One meaning of takhawuf is whilst they become apprehensive. Or the azab is such that others become apprehensive. I just want to relate an incident in the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For those of us that sit here, hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is not sufficient for us to know the Arabic language in order to understand the Quran. There is a background, there's background knowledge, and this is an important aspect. See this word, takhawuf. If we have little bit Arabic, we will know it comes from the word khawf, the word fear. So hence, that is how one translation has it, that it is, they become apprehensive of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. During the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went onto the mimbar and he asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this word takhawuf? It was not a word that was being used very widely in the environment of the Quraysh, in the environment of Madina Tayyiba. So one person from the Huzail tribe, that person stood up and he said to him, Amirul Mu'mineen, in our dialect, this word takhawuf is used in a meaning of tanakkus. Tanakkus means the fear of depletion, or very slowly depleting. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, do you have any evidence from the poetry of the Arabs? So the person replied, yes, and of course he produced his proof. So then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted it. When we look at the background, amongst all the Sahaba, that Sahabi that could read and write in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even before Nubuwat, was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was learned. He was learned in the Arabic language, but he did not have full knowledge of this word. So the result, or what we will conclude with, is having knowledge of Arabic is not going to be very productive when we come to the Quran Sharif and the translation and the understanding of the Quran. Hence, a large number of commentators have stated here, O يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَىٰ تَخَوُّفْ, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them by slowly, step by step, depleting the resources, the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted. Sometimes we see that Allah has granted a person abundance, the person doesn't make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then what happens? Slowly but surely, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes those ni'mats and resources and it becomes depleted. فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ, and certainly your Rabb is most kind, Rahim, most merciful. And again, this is the beauty of the Quran. Allah is speaking about his azab, and Allah Ta'ala concludes with the fact that Allah is most kind and Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. If a person earned the wrath of Allah, he needs to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, seek forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The azab on some becomes a means of rahmah on others, that others see it, and of course they turn towards Allah and they make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.